The trouble with dogs is they always know what you're thinking. They've got horrible clairvoyant minds that can see deep into yours, and they can always tell when you're frightened of them, which is always. Whenever I'm walking along the street and I see a dog, I try to pretend that I'm an extremely courageous person. Try to look completely unconcerned and nonchalant. Sometimes I hum a confident little song, you know, to put them off. I hum like, if you think I'm afraid of you, you better have another thing or two. I'm not afraid, good gracious, no, you're wasting your time round here. Off you go. But the dog can always see through that. And he starts sidling up to me very slowly. So I try walking a bit faster, but without appearing to hurry or looking back. And I can feel the beastly dog creeping up on me, nearer and nearer and nearer. And then as soon as I look back and see where it is, it rushes up to me and starts sniffing around my ankles and for no reason at all, and baring its horrible yellow teeth. The trouble is, you can never hit them or anything. If a dog starts biting you, you can't kick it up the throat like it deserves. People always say, oh dear, poor little dog. He was only trying to be friendly. That's the way he tries to be friendly, sniffing at your ankles and biting you, you cruel, wicked man. So you have to be very gentle with it and say, good dog, come along now. Stop it, there's a nice chap, good dog, there's a nice fellow. Nice fellow, my old boots, they're all in. I think it's very dull of everybody to have dogs as pets when there's so many other animals about with nicer natures. There's a friend of mine, George Spengler, he had a bee for a pet. A lovely little creature, the bee. This was a female of the species called Beryl, and he used to take it out for walks in the street. He had a very thin, light lead made out of cotton, tied to her back right leg. And Beryl used to fly ahead of him, about 3 foot in front of him. He used to have his hand out there, you see, held the cotton very delicately, and the bee went on. They made a lovely picture together on twilight evenings. The tragedy was that one evening, he'd just taken his bee out into the garden so she could do her business before retiring, and Beryl was buzzing about on her lead looking for a likely spot, when suddenly a beastly great bat came up and met her. Ghastly occurrence. Poor old George was left with a bat on the end of his lead. He couldn't get rid of it. In the end, he had to drive out to Barnstable and abandon it. If you see a bat with a piece of cotton hanging from its mouth, that'll probably be George Spengler's. I must say, I wish I could lay my hands on something to keep the dogs off. Perhaps a giant horned toad might do the trick. I must find something soon.